Welcome to Water and Air, the go-to legal podcast for senior legal professionals looking to take themselves and their teams to the next level by Parul Patel and powered by Fuel & Move. For more information on how Fuel & Move can help set up your legal team for a better version of success, click the link in the show notes below. Welcome back to the Water and Air podcast. This is Parul Patel, and in line with a burgeoning desire to set up lawyers for success, today we're going to borrow a burst from Fuel & Move's Catalyze Career Development Program Season 1. So if you're responsible for lawyers and are trying to get them client ready and, quite frankly, a valuable asset to your team, then you're in the right place. If you're that said lawyer who's joined the profession in the last 4 years, keep listening to get a head start. Today's three tips will help you kickstart transforming your lawyer's technical legal excellence into becoming legal business partners who line managers and clients seek out. Some ordinary behind-the-scenes actions for extraordinary on-stage performances, time and time again. So where to begin? Let's begin somewhere we usually write off as irrelevant. Yes. It's being the butt end of a plethora of lawyer jokes. We disregard the real impact of these on subconscious beliefs and write off the comedy as just, you know, something as par for the course. Ha ha, funny, funny. Yes, we invented the copper thread. But let's get a reality check. We know that even when people need lawyers, they carry with them a latent, if not overt, disdain directed at us. Whether that's because of previous experiences, assumed perceptions, too many lawyer jokes, or just because they find themselves in a situation that needs a lawyer. Whichever way, the negative assumption is there awaiting us before we even start. Just by way of example, at the 136th session of the International Olympic Committee that happened middle of last year, actually they were talking about whether Tokyo Games would go on or not, President Thomas Bach added a tongue-in-cheek observation following their legal director's notably quick address. And he said, "And this is evidence that lawyers can be short and succinct when they're not paid by the hour." Ha ha, a round of chuckles from the attendees. To be fair, it made me laugh out loud too, because as someone who's been both client and lawyer in blue chip and small business contexts, I knew exactly what he meant. And maybe you do too. It would be easy to treat this as another throwaway joke. But think again. This one little quip gives us a powerful insight into the blocks littering a lawyer's pathway to becoming the sought-after legal business partner. It tells us what clients want first and foremost. And here they are. One, they want to have simple, clear, succinct, and correct advice. Two, they want to feel like you're not spending their money like it's going out of fashion, like you're actually stewarding them, looking after them. Three, they want to be the client with the lawyer that everyone else wishes they had. And today, we're opening the door to the fundamentals of delivering that with a ready, set, go countdown. Get ready. It starts with the lawyer. Do they know themselves well enough to know what brings out the best, worst, and for that matter, mediocre in themselves? Do you know this about them? Or even yourself? Because trying to be that lawyer everyone else wishes they had isn't about being perfect, whatever that might mean. And anyway, it will be nigh impossible to be perfect. But it does mean embracing who you are. And that is an evolving discovery. Sorry, you're not going to get any fantasy tick boxes here. So, what brings out the best and worst in you? Oh my gosh, it sounds like that cliched interview question. Give me an example of your greatest strength in action and weakness in action. Oh, it's like so cringe. And it's one thing being prepared for interview. But once you're in the job, you actually need to know this stuff, this truth about yourself every day, not just for that 1 hour interview slot. And it's more than having a list of strengths and weaknesses. Why? Because a strength, just think about it, a strength when it's taken to its extreme can quickly disintegrate into a toxic, hot mess. And often, it's seemingly external forces that trigger the downturn. For example, you may have an exceptional eye for detail. Wonderful. Everyone admires you for it. You know, you can pick out where the commas are missing, when the I's haven't been dotted on, even when it's written down. You know, you can see even if there's two spaces instead of one space between letters, you have got that exceptional eye for detail. And this is a quality that many lawyers pride themselves on and that clients admire too. So hold on to it. However, think about how easily that eye for detail can become pedantic behavior. Or worse still, behavior that makes your clients and team members feel inferior. What happens to take your wonderfully exceptional eye for detail and turn it into a behavior that's corrosive and toxic? By the way, making people feel inferior is one of the top five reasons people hate lawyers. So I'm not going to give you a list of three things you can do to combat this, but I do want to tackle it in a different way. And this is kind of interactive, I suppose. I mean, if you were here, you'd be answering the questions, but do it wherever you are. Try this exercise to help you get going, and maybe even try it out in your next team meeting. So step one, recall a work incident or a project where you felt you were in the zone and able to navigate the challenges and obstacles of circumstances and people with confidence and ease. You know, when you've got your mojo and it's just seems effortless. Now, what made the experience feel so sublime? Think about your role. Was it clear or was it fluid? Was it clear to you and others how you were adding value? Think about how others treated you. Think about how clear the project and the end goal were, and how connected you felt to it. Think about the context. Were you dedicated to this one project or were you balancing a portfolio of matters? Just think back to that moment and observe what was true. What was true about that experience that made it feel so great? Now, the next step, similar exercise, but now recall a matter or a project which brought out the worst in you. And worse than the worst in you is what brought out the mediocre in you when you're feeling a bit disengaged, disinterested, blah, 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 blah. And run through the exercise again. What made the experience make you feel that you were disengaged or that you were highly irritable? Maybe it brings out an unpleasant level of arrogance, a short temper, disinterest, disengagement, a little bit snappiness. Just not your normal self. Just not your normal excellent self. Jot these things down. It helps embed the awareness so that you can see as kind of early warning signals of when you're on the downturn. Because if you've got early warning signals, then you can turn it around quicker before it turns into a toxic hot mess. When you know yourself well, you'll show up with a natural, authentic confidence. And that is hard for any client to resist. Next in the countdown, get set. If get ready was about you, get set is about your line managers. No, not your clients. And guess what? Yes, you've guessed it. It's about knowing your line managers and understanding their priorities, their expectations, and the beliefs they have about junior lawyers like you. Because it's bosses that set the rules of the game that the lawyers are playing in now. You know, the lawyers who are coming up the ranks may have put in great performances at interview. They may have put in great performances in their job so far, and the energy may be high about joining. But getting there, getting the job, getting the role is not the same as staying there and miles away from shining and setting up for the next milestone. Of course, this whole thing will be far better if you started at get ready, because you'll already know what kind of boss and environment allow you to thrive and shine and be able to choose that with confidence. And you'll probably already made the match so that the next role, the next job, has those things that allow you to be at your best self more often. But if you haven't done that already, it's not late to figure it out because it's an evolving dynamic anyway. So Get Set is about learning the rules of the game and what you need to do to win there. And it's more than what's on your annual performance review or your annual goal setting plan. You'll need to know what really matters to your line manager and how to quickly win their confidence so that you can operate with greater autonomy and make them look great in the process. Because let's face it, just like you, line managers are pressed for time. So find out how and when to access it. Let the people who report into you, let them know when is the best time to come and speak to you, when you're going to be able to give them the attention they need. Make it easy for each other. Line managers, just like lawyers, want to know sooner rather than later if something needs their attention. So let's not be afraid to speak up and get help when we need it. And of course, find out the best way and time to do that. And finally, just like the rest of us, line managers also want to be seen in a positive light to their line managers. So help them deliver and win in their game. We've got ready, we're set. That must mean we're ready to go. And if so, if ready was about you and getting set was about your role and your line manager, go is all about clients. No surprise here when I say, get to know your client, who they are, what matters to them, including the assumptive prejudices they may be harboring about working with you or any lawyer, even if your client is an in-house lawyer. Because as in-house lawyers, I'll just speak from my own experience, I carry my own fair share of skepticism about instructing external law firms. I need a really good justification for it. And maybe it was just a rookie error, it being the first in-house role and not really knowing how to instruct external lawyers, when to use them, when it's appropriate, when it's not. And even though I saw people around me in the team instructing lawyers almost as an extension of their own private workforce, I still had my skepticism and I held on to it. And your clients who are in-house lawyers will be carrying something along with them. Try and find that out so you can help them work through it. Because as the provider of the services, as an external counsel, it's your responsibility to understand your client's concerns, priorities, and beliefs, and the myths that stand in between you. I'd say do a Nike and own the awkward conversation. You may have to write off time as part of a client onboarding, but it'll be worth it when a client is instructing you more often on more matters with a confidence that you get it so that you'll be able to deliver work without any wasted time. And for in-house lawyers working with in-house clients, remember they're going to have a varied knowledge of the law. Maybe they know it quite well. Maybe they know their area almost better than you do. Maybe they've had poor previous experiences of lawyers, seeing them as handbrakes to the business, and so they're reluctant to come to you. Or maybe they're just feeling intimidated because you look so busy all the time. Either way, they may not know how to engage with you best, and it's too uncomfortable to figure it out. It may be their first experience of a commercial lawyer. And as the service provider, even in an in-house role, it's your job to make it easy for them. So ask yourself, what can I do to make it easy for them to work with me and to come to you sooner next time? And that starts with understanding clients and letting them know that you're on board with getting them where they want to go and in a risk mitigated way. If you want to go the extra mile, find a way to generate value as well as mitigate risk. It comes down to a simple thing. Treat your clients as you would want to be treated as a client. You know, would you want to have to pick through a dense 10-page legal analysis with soft, hedged advice and no recommendation, whilst at the same time you're trying to balance all the other stuff of your real day job? You know, the pressure from your bosses about justifying a new investment that you want, which if you get, you'll be able to get extra headcount secured instead of having headcount cut. It's going to push the business forward. And you've also got new members of staff coming on board. You've got your budget to manage. And you need to get this investment deal done, the one that the lawyers are working on, in the next 30 days. And now you're going to have to sit and read and try and decipher from a dense document what it is that you're supposed to do. Wouldn't it just be more helpful and valuable to the client if, as a lawyer, we provided them with a short summary and a clear recommendation to help them make a smarter choice with a well-structured and signposted supporting analysis document that they could read if they needed to? Which would you prefer if you were that client? So get ready, get set, go. When you put it all together and work out ways that allow you to shine in your role, operating in the zone, more often operating in your best self, and in a way that wins the confidence of both your line manager and clients, that's when you're onto the win. A Water and Air podcast is about you. And whilst I've shared some insights, the real power comes when you share your insights and your tips that have worked for you. And want to find out how it's worked for others. If you're clients and you're listening, share your thoughts. Let us know what's important to you. As we wrap up this episode on the three things you need to know to transform technical excellence to becoming legal business partners, clients and employers want and hope you'll be, let's recap as to how you can help your lawyers raise their own performance bar. One, get ready. Know yourself better and accept what it is that makes you uniquely valuable. There is no stock answer or template to follow. The answer will be as unique as your fingerprint and evolve with time and experience. Two, get set. Know your boss, know your line manager and the rules of the game, where you are at, and play to win your game. Three, go. Know your client and what's valuable to them. It's beyond what's written on the website. It's about the person who instructed you and what helps them. By developing an awareness of yourself and your key stakeholders and career influencers, you can make the rules of the game work for you like never before. Thanks for listening and sharing your thoughts and insights. I'm already looking forward to next time, where I'll be demystifying the route to management in law. See you next time. Thank you for being part of the Water and Air community. Make sure you never miss an episode release by subscribing and reviewing the podcast below. Also, leave your questions in the comments box and we'll try to answer them in future episodes. For the latest on performance optimization for lawyers, you can visit fuelandmove.com. We are so looking forward to you joining us next time.